Do you know what most rich people do for a living? Because it's probably not what you think. You see, there's this false misconception that entrepreneurship is the only way to riches, when in fact, only a small slither of rich people are entrepreneurs. How come? Well, if you think about the wide array of businesses that people start, it's really simple to understand why most fail. Most entrepreneurs sign a 2-year lease on a swanky office and get a personal assistant before they even have a product, let alone a sale. So that leaves a whole lot of room for high-salaried people to be on the rich lists. So, what kind of high-salaried jobs are we talking about? And more importantly, how can you get them? Now, you might be thinking that I'm talking about careers like doctors, lawyers, and engineers, but I'm not. In fact, there's a strong argument as to why those jobs aren't worth it anymore. And not just because you have to go to school for 7, 9, and sometimes even 14 years to even get started in those jobs. Not to mention the hundreds of thousands of dollars in student debts that you're gonna have to pay, but it goes back to something that happened in 1971. 1971 was a weird year for many reasons, but one in particular changed the job market forever. You see, in 1971, the correlation between your productivity and your compensation at work actually decoupled. And that means how hard you worked no longer equated to how much you earned. So if you worked 10 times harder, you certainly wouldn't be paid 10 times more. In reality, you probably wouldn't be even paid more at all. I mean, you can see on the graph that productivity is up around 246%, but compensation only increased by 115%. And you can see clearly the plateau after 1971, and that's why jobs like lawyers and doctors, whilst make good income, have a limited earning potential. If they wanted to earn more, they couldn't simply work harder, and that's exactly why you should avoid them if you want the simplest path to riches. But as with every rule, there's an exception. Because as with bankers and other high-paying white-collar jobs, they have bonuses. Bonuses are based on performance, not hours worked. In fact, nowadays, the only job that will make you rich is one that rewards you based on performance, not on hours. And that's why sales is one of the few jobs that can still make you rich, and it's certainly the simplest and safest way to get rich in today's economy. Let me explain why. A while ago, I told you how Paul Daly, who's my current CEO, opened my eyes to the whole world of sales. You see, previously, I thought the best way to get to 10K a month was by having a service-based business. And funnily enough, that's actually how Paul got started as well. But entrepreneurship simply didn't fulfill him. And that's actually why he came to work for me after selling his agency for almost 7 figures. Paul realized that entrepreneurship wouldn't fulfill him, but being on a mission to reform the education system would. He actually joined as a sales manager and quickly built out a sales department before becoming the COO and then eventually the CEO. And when I saw what my sales guys were making, that's when I truly realized just how much you can make with sales. And by the end of this video, you'll have all the tools and steps you need to get started in sales right away. So, there are 5 main reasons why sales is the simplest way to get to $10,000 a month, and it really boils down to simplicity, growth, earning potential, specialism, and job safety. But before we get to that, let me explain how sales actually works. You see, when you first think of sales, you imagine some sleazy car salesman selling you used cars in a suburban parking lot, but that's not really what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is remote sales reps that work completely online. And I actually didn't even mention that in the list, but the fact that sales reps are remote nowadays means that you have complete location freedom. So, what do they sell? The answer is just about anything. Any product that costs more than a few $1,000 will have a sales team. And that can be anything from software to solar to info product and everything in between. As a remote sales rep, your job is simply to jump on calls with potential customers and guide them through to the sale. That means that you need to convince them to buy, although, as you'll see later on, the reality is that you're doing far less convincing and far more listening. So, how do you get paid if you're selling someone else's product? And the answer is commission. With every sale, a sales rep can expect to get between 5 to 20% commission, depending on the product. And that usually means anywhere from a few $100 to a few $1,000 per sale. And keep in mind, as a sales rep, your calendar is filled for you. And that means that on any given day, you might have 5 to 15 calls lined up. And that's potentially a whole lot of commissions. So why are companies so willing to dish out commissions? It's because these are sales that they wouldn't otherwise get. And the best part is that there's zero risk for the companies hiring, because in most sales roles, you don't have a base salary. You eat what you kill. And that's why it's so simple to get a sales job, because from the company's perspective, it's pure upside. In fact, inside our sales course in Educate, we teach you exactly how to get a remote sales job quicker than you could ever imagine. And once you land the job, you can hit the ground running and start making money right away. So let's get into why sales is the simplest road to $10,000 a month and far beyond. The first being simplicity. And ironically, the reason why sales is the simplest road is very, very simple. It's because it allows you to focus on one thing, sales. That means that the only thing on your mind, the only skill you need to be honing in is your ability to close deals. Everything else is taken care of. And that is vastly different from what we covered last time. And as a result, you'll start getting really good a lot quicker. You see, as a sales rep, you're not a business owner, which means you have none of the headaches that a business owner would have. You don't need to worry about the logistics. You don't need to create an offer, and you don't need to deal with contractors or anything else annoying. All of that allows you to scale much faster. It's kind of like learning to drive an automatic versus manual car. If your goal is simply to drive, then an automatic car will get you there a lot quicker because you just focus on driving. So if your goal is to get to $10,000 a month and you just focus on closing deals, which is what actually gets you paid, then of course you'll get good a lot faster. The best part, you don't even need to find those deals yourself. As I mentioned before, in most sales positions, your calendar will be filled for you by your appointment setter. That means you become a specialist in your craft, which is incredibly important, and we'll discuss that later in the video. And unlike lawyers and doctors, you don't need to go to school to get started in sales. There's no degree. You don't need to pay $250,000 and get into debt. You don't even need to earn any sort of qualification. You just need to be able to close deals. That's why sales is so simple, because anyone and everyone can get started in it right away. For most sales jobs, you don't even need any experience and you can simply learn on the job. Now that would never be possible with any other job, because normally hiring is a big risk for companies, so they want to make sure you know what you're doing. But sales is so beginner friendly because you eat what you kill, so there's no risk for the companies involved. And that means the barrier to entry is super low. And better still, with a few good books and courses, you can learn the ins and outs of sales in a matter of a few weeks. And in a matter of months, you can actually become a specialist, which brings me to my next point as to why sales is the best job to get to $10,000 a month. Specialists always have higher earning potentials simply because there's more demand for their skill than there is supply. I mean, just think about it. That's why specialized brain surgeons earn a lot more, because they have certain ability that very few people have. Specialization as a way to increase your earning potential is nothing new either. I mean, you can see the exact same principles at work throughout history. And we can even trace specialization as far back as the Middle Ages. Back in the city of Venice in the Middle Ages, there was one particular trade that was extremely highly respected. Now, you might think I'm talking about an army general or an architect. And whilst those were highly respected, I'm sure they weren't particularly specialist. In comes the Venetian glass blowers of Venice. These were a handful of men who were masters at their craft, and nobody could compete with them at the time. I mean, their trade required so much specialized knowledge that no one could begin to fathom how they mastered their craft. And as a result of the specialism, they were not only revered, but they were also handsomely compensated. And if we were to try to use a modern example of this, we could talk about Japanese pearl farming, which is one of the most cloak and dagger industries where the reverence is in the specialism. It's a family endeavor where the tricks of the trade are passed down through the generations. But there is one key difference between these professions and sales. It took years and maybe even decades for these artisans to become specialists. Whereas in sales, it only takes a matter of months if you learn from the right people. Now, make no mistake, there are a lot of fake gurus in the sales industries, so you need to be aware. And that's why I chose Paul to teach sales in our program at Educate, because I've seen his expertise firsthand, which he's accrued through tens of millions of dollars in product sales between himself and overseeing the team. So done right, your growth is exponential. I mean, really just let this sink in. I've never been a remote sales rep, but every single month when my CFO gives me the line item of who we're paying, I look at my sales team and I'm like, holy shit, these guys make a killing. And by the way, this is for four or five different businesses I have. Everything from software to my e-learning platform, to my events business, to my e-commerce business. I look at all this stuff and I'm like, we're spending so much money on sales rep. And then I'm reminded, yeah, but they only get a percentage of what they make us. So I look at it surprised, but I'm not upset at how much I'm paying them because I know that they're making the company money, which is why the more that I pay them, the happier I am, because I know that has made me money. So I really want to make this clear, as I'm speaking as someone who probably pays between the region of $5 to $8 million a year to sales reps. That's how much I pay out. So I can tell you for a fact, this is a very lucrative career, the most lucrative career in my opinion. And it's almost as though a few months in sales equates to a few years or even decades in other careers. And that really brings me to my next point, which is growth. You see, sales offers a level of growth potential that other careers simply cannot compete with. Yet, there's another reason why sales is the simplest road to 10K a month and long-term can even make you more money than most businesses would. And it all boils down to the fact that sales is the very basis of business. Everywhere you look, what you learn in sales is applicable. I mean, to some extent, you can even say that life is sales. Think about it. To some degree, you're always selling something. Whether you're selling an idea to a friend during a debate or you're selling yourself on a date, so many aspects of sales translates to everyday life. And as a result, sales allows you to level up in every area of your life, not just your career. And the fact that it's so specialist allows you to hyper-focus on one thing and not spread yourself too thin. The outcome? Hyper-growth. And the best part? That growth is best achieved when you have no experience and are a blank canvas. In fact, in my companies, we often prefer to hire people with no experience because that way we avoid people with bad sales habits and we can simply train them to be the best. I've really seen this time and time again. I've always said that how you do one thing is how you do everything. And I always see this in sales. One of our reps will be trained and become an absolute killer. And then that mindset translates to every area of their life. From a purely financial point of view, the growth in sales is crazy. Let's break it down. Let's say you have 10 calls per day for simplicity's sake. And let's say your close rate is 50% and you make $200 per sale. By implementing one new strategy, your close rate can go up to 70%. All of a sudden, you make an extra $400 per day every day. And now you just went from making $20,000 per month to almost $28,000 per month just because you adapted one thing, because you tweaked one thing. And that's just not an extra 8K per month or 96K per year. That's a 40% increase. That is basically unheard of in any other industry, but in sales, it's nothing out of the ordinary. So while other jobs talk about a 5 to 10% raise annually, in sales, you have the ability to increase your income many times over as you become better and better at sales. And that's why I say sales have some of the best earning potentials of any career, which is the fourth reason why sales can often even make you more than most business owners. There is no other career with the same earning potential so quickly. You don't need to slave away and climb the corporate ladder to be compensated like a CEO. That's really the beauty of sales. And funny enough, I was actually reading an article about how an Australian investment bank's top trader actually earned more than the CEO. The same principle applies to sales. You carry none of the risk and burden of a business owner. You simply reap the rewards of the seeds you sow. I mean, what could possibly be better? Now, the most common objection to sales is the very thing that makes it so good. You eat what you kill. And since there's no base, a lot of people are apprehensive. Sales is actually one of the safest and most stable jobs you can have. I mean, that sounds counterintuitive, I know, but let me explain. Imagine you have a regular job, a conventionally stable job. There's one fundamental issue with that, which everyone loves to overlook. And it's the fact that in any normal job, you are at the mercy of the market. If the markets go down and the company needs to cut cost, who's on the chopping block? It's all of the stable jobs. And we've all seen how the last few years have been with unemployment and mass layoffs. So do you really want to be at the mercy of external factors you can't control? Or would you rather be the master of your own life and be in control of your own life? But how does sales allow for that? It's actually because most sales jobs don't have a base, and you get paid based on the money you make. So there's no risk. So think about it. Why would a company fire someone who only gets paid when they earn money? That would simply never happen. But what if the market slows down and you stop making sales? Well, that's the other beauty of sales. It's agility. You see, what you learn in sales is fundamental. It applies to every offer equally. So if one offer stops working or one industry slows down, you can simply go to the next and hit the ground running again. Sales allows you that agility because you get something that few jobs give you, an asset. And that asset is your ability to sell. You can take that anywhere with you. And more than that, you're always in control of your income and you have location freedom. So let's say you want to cut your own costs and simply go somewhere else. You have the freedom to do that. That is the beauty of making money online. You can do it from anywhere. If you want to be in a Costa Rican surf lodge, you can. If you want to spend your mornings hiking in the Rockies, you can. As long as you have Wi-Fi, you can make money. So your asset, your salesmanship, and the fact that you have location freedom makes you virtually immune to market cycles and market downturns. The result? Complete control over your life and safety. So why doesn't everyone simply become a sales rep? Frankly, I believe that everyone could. If not as a career, I think everyone would benefit at least from learning the fundamentals of sales, simply because of how transferable it is. And that's why we knew that we had to include it in our core program offerings for Educate. But I should say, there are certain people that are far more apt for sales than others. I mentioned this in an earlier video, but in sales, you need to talk to people all day long, so it helps to be extroverted. But funnily enough, the best sales guys I've ever seen were all introverts. And I didn't quite understand why until Paul explained it to me. It's because sales boils down to listening. You need to listen to understand the problem and then be able to guide the people to the solution. Now, we teach you all of that and more in Paul's program, Six Figure Sales Rep. And Paul has personally trained hundreds of sales reps to success already. And many of them have gone on to make millions in sales themselves. And what really makes Paul so apt to teach this is that he's taught these reps from ground zero. That means that he understands how to teach anybody how to be successful in sales. And inside of the program, he'll cover five phases. The first phase is the fundamentals, and this is where you learn how to build wealth in sales. Phase two is setting yourself up for success, and this is where you learn how to make money with sales. Phase three is a deep dive into the sales process, and this is where you become an expert. Phase four is all about conversion, and these are the microscopic details that separate the good from the great, and we're really what brings you those multi $10,000 months in commission. And the final phase is all about objection handling. Now, you may remember that I'm currently running a giveaway where I'll be flying out one winner to spend 3 days with me here in Dubai. All expenses paid, of course. And during those 3 days, we'll not only do a lot of cool shit, but you'll also get unfiltered access into my life. That means you'll see firsthand how I run my businesses, how I manage my team, my personal life, etc., etc. Honestly, it's something I never thought I'd do. And it's definitely not something that will ever come up again. Now, the way to join the giveaway is by joining Educate. But as you'll remember, this offer will not last forever. So just a quick heads up, we are 85% the way before we close Educate. Now, as you know, there's a lot of one-on-one coaching and personalization that you get inside of Educate. So there's only a certain amount of people that we can let in. The way that it's looking, it seems like by Saturday, it'll be fully closed off. But if we don't hit that number by then, well, then I'm just gonna officially close it off on Monday the 31st. So if you wanna choose the unconventional path, then click around this video and I'll see you inside of Educate. But our goal with Educate is to teach you the most effective ways to start your career online. Whether that means starting your own business, jumping into sales, or even copywriting. We know how f***ed college is, and we understand you don't need to spend $250,000 to have a mediocre career. You see, previously we sold Agency Navigator for $1,500, and that was already an incredible deal. But for the launch of Educate, you can now get access to all three flagship programs for only $995. And more than that, the $45 a month subscription won't even kick in until after 6 months, because we are so confident that you'll already be making money 6 months in. Honestly, the offer speaks for itself, because not only do you get all three programs inside, including Six-Figure Sales Rep taught by Paul, but you'll also get personalized help. That means that you get a dedicated coach to guide you through the process. We call them student success concierges. Their job is literally to make sure you succeed. They will help you reach all of your goals, and they've done it with over 20,000 students already. And we even have a 14-day money-back guarantee. No conditions, no questions asked. You could literally buy today, learn how to become an expert in sales, and then request a refund on the 13th day. I mean, nothing's stopping you from doing that. Look, I'm just gonna be honest here. In this day and age, there is no excuse not to be making money online and having the freedom to live life on your own terms. How you get there isn't really important to me. If you think the best choice for you is to spend $250,000 on a piece of paper, so be it. I'm here to give you something you've never been given before: options. And that's why we give you all three programs. And we're also gonna be adding new programs every 4 to 6 months. And you're gonna get access to all of those too. That means that you'll be able to jump on the latest trends and spot all of the right opportunities. Look, in the end, it's your life and it's your choice. You can choose to do whatever you've been doing so far, but just realize that you'll never get unconventional results if you keep following the conventional path.